Chloe and the fortune cards. Chloe was always a bright girl, exemplary in all domains, whether sports or grammar. Chloe was convinced she was and would always be the best. Although Chloe was excellent, there was one thing she was not talented at. While she always tried to hide it from others, it became more and more difficult. Chloe was afraid of the future. She did not like it because she did not want to know what would happen to her. Without a doubt, that was what Chloe was strongest at, not knowing what could happen. Chloe preferred to calculate everything. However, as Chloe got older, it became very hard for her to envision everything. It was necessary that she find a solution, whether it was in the morning at breakfast, in the afternoon in the cafeteria, or in the evening at dinner. Chloe racked her brains without stopping. She had thought of everything, but nothing came of it. It was impossible to find an idea that would save her, and the clock was ticking. One day, while she was walking with her parents in the Latin Quarter of Paris, something caught her eye. Behind a window of a peculiar boutique with only a few books in it, there lay on a small stand a game of cards. Underneath it was inscribed the words, "The future is scary, so you would like to know your destiny and discover what your future looks like. This game is for you, for only 12 francs. That's what she needed. After a few rude negotiations, Chloe obtained the 12 francs from her parents, and the card game was in her possession. They weren't any ordinary cards. Far from that, each one had a different image and a Roman numeral. This was not a problem for Chloe, who knew how to count up to 29 in Roman numerals. A small guidebook was included with the cards. It wasn't as simple as that, though. Chloe had to learn the significance of the images. There were all sorts of them. A sun, a star, a moon, and there was even one with a skeleton, and another that resembled a hangman. It was while Chloe was studying all the cards that she discovered it was the manner in which the cards were played that predicted the future. When she felt she had learned enough, she decided to do a test. One night, she decided she was going to change the place of her father's knife and fork, then see what her parents said. She carefully placed the fortune cards, turned them over, and then analyzed them thoroughly as they were placed. There was no doubt. The cards were very clear in predicting the series of events. Her father would be fooled into eating. Thus, tonight, she would hurry to set the table and sit before the meal was even served. "Well, well, we'd like to see you come early like this," said her mother pleasantly. After a few minutes, the moment she had been waiting for arrived. Everyone took their seats and the meal was served. The focus was on her father. Chloe was growing impatient. "Come on, come on. Serve yourself, Dad. On with it," thought Chloe, who could not wait any longer. Although shocked by the behavior of his daughter, her father reached out his hand. A little more, and at last, without realizing it, he held the knife rather than the fork. "Eureka!" shouted Chloe. "It works! The cards were right. You served yourself incorrectly." Chloe had finally found a solution to her problems. She tried it many times, and without fail, the cards predicted the future with impeccable accuracy. Relieved, Chloe could finally live a more peaceful life. That lasted a little while until one day something terrible happened. The cards delivered a horrifying message. Chloe could not believe her eyes. The cards predicted that she would have to retake a grade. Intrigued, Chloe started over many times, but the same verdict came about on several tries. Panic-stricken, Chloe tore up the cards. It was impossible. She succeeded at everything. She could not retake a grade. The very next day, however, the prediction the cards made was confirmed. In sports, while she was running, one of her laces came undone. She had to stop to tie it, and she lost a lot of time. Chloe, who always came in first, almost came in last. That very same day, she forgot several words in her speech, something that never happened to her. She told herself that the cards never lied and that retaking her grades was inevitable. Knowing the result, she stopped working. Her destiny was certain, and it wasn't up to her to decide. She continued to get bad grades, and her parents were worried. How could their daughter, who was so smart, collapse like this? Chloe could not stop thinking. Suddenly, just as all hope seemed to be lost, she refused defeat and began working hard. "I will not let this defeat me," she said to herself. And slowly but surely, she climbed back up. The end of the year arrived, and Chloe was scared that she was not able to make up what she had lost. The final day had arrived. Trembling with fear, Chloe awaited her results. Would she have to retake the grade, or would she pass on to the next grade? One more person, and it was her turn. That was it! Chloe finally went to receive the marks of her evaluations. It was written in red pen. "Congratulations, you passed!" Chloe shouted with joy. No one was without a passing grade. A few months later, on the first day back at school, Chloe could not prevent herself from thinking about all of the stories, whether there is a destiny or not. What counts is not the final destination, but the path taken towards it. That is where everything happens. Finally, she told herself, the future isn't written, it is lived. The cards predicted the future with impeccable accuracy. Relieved, Chloe could finally live in a more peaceful life. That lasted a little while until one day something terrible happened. The cards delivered a horrifying message. Chloe could not believe her eyes. The cards predicted that she would have to retake a grade. Intrigued, Chloe started over many times. But the same verdict came about on several tries. Panic-stricken, Chloe tore up the cards. It was impossible. She succeeded at everything. She could not retake a grade. The very next day, however, the prediction the cards made was confirmed. In sports, while she was running, one of her laces came undone. She had to stop to tie it, and she lost a lot of time. Chloe, who always came in first, almost came in last. That very same day, she forgot several words in her speech, something that never happened to her. She told herself that the cards never lied and that retaking her grade was inevitable. Knowing the result, she stopped working. Her destiny was certain, and it wasn't up to her to decide. She continued to get bad grades, and her parents were worried. How could their daughter, who was so smart, collapse like this? Chloe could not stop thinking. Suddenly, just as all hope seemed to be lost, she refused defeat and began working hard. "I will not let this defeat me," she said to herself. Slowly but surely, she climbed back up. The end of the year arrived, and Chloe was scared that she was not able to make up what she had lost. The final day had arrived. Trembling with fear, Chloe awaited her results. Would she have to retake the grade, or would she pass on to the next grade? One more person, and it was her turn. That was it! Chloe finally went to receive the marks of her evaluations. It was written in red pen. "Congratulations, you passed!" Chloe shouted with joy. No one was without a passing grade. A few months later, on the first day back at school, Chloe could not prevent herself from thinking about all of the stories. Whether there is a destiny or not, what counts is not the final destination, but the path taken towards it. That is where everything happens. Finally, she told herself, the future isn't written. It is lived.